You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the major update. Headline profit growth is expected to be muted in the March quarter earnings season, as good performances from automobile manufacturers, banks and pharmaceuticals will be offset by modest numbers from the metals and mining pack. A weak discretionary spends environment together with the spillover of furloughs from the December quarter will mean unexciting revenues from IT majors. Again, consumer demand remains by and large subdued except for premium products. Automakers have reported robust growth in volumes and have also managed to earn better prices. Banks will have gained from lower provisioning as asset quality remains good. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, will kick off the results season on April 12th. Moving on, state-run NTPC Limited, the country's largest integrated power utility, aims to add 5 gigawatt GW of installed capacity in the financial year 2024-25, the company said on Monday. Of this, the company plans to install 3 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity and remaining 2 gigawatts of thermal power capacity. By 2032, the company plans to have a cumulative installed capacity of 130 gigawatts. The company's annual target for FY25 comes amid its commitment to add 60 gigawatt of RE capacity by 2032 and government's goal of adding 80 gigawatts of new thermal capacity by 2030. During the financial year 2023-24, NTPC added 3.9 gigawatt of new installed capacity to its portfolio, taking the cumulative capacity to nearly 76 gigawatt. In other news, the Centre's transfer of assorted subsidies and SOPs to the beneficiaries through the Direct Benefit Transfer DBT saw a 21% decline on year to Rs 5.66 trillion in FY24 due to lower outgo on fertiliser and food, on falling commodity prices and discontinuation of extra free grain scheme. On major subsidies through DBT, cash and in-kind, fertiliser continued to top the chart with Rs 1.78 trillion, down 25% on the year, as input costs and global prices of fertilizer moderated after rising to record levels in FY23. Fertilizer DBT had reached a record Rs 2.37 trillion in FY23, as the government chose to bear the rise in cost to insulate farmers. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has given its approval for the Rs 5,000 crore initial public offering IPO of Aadhar Housing Finance. The proposed IPO will combine a fresh issue of shares of up to Rs 1,000 crore and an offer for sale of Rs 4,000 crore. The retail-focused housing finance company focuses on the low-income housing segment with a loan ticket size of less than Rs 15 lakh. The average ticket size as on September 30, 2023 was Rs 9 lakh with an average loan-to-value of 58.1%. ICICI Securities, Citigroup Global Markets India, Kotak Mahindra Capital Company, Nomura Financial Advisory and Securities India, and SBI Capital Markets are the book running lead managers for the IPO. Up next, JSW One Platforms, the e-commerce venture of the JSW Group, is planning to launch an initial public offering IPO in the next 18 to 24 months. The firm, a part of the Sajjan Jindal-led JSW Group, has appointed Manipal Education and Medical Group, MEMG founder, and Chairman Ranjan Pai as an independent director. This follows the IPO of JSW Infrastructure in September last year, when the group's sports business raised Rs 2,800 crore through a public offering. Earlier this year, the JSW Group initiated the process for the IPO of JSW Cement with plans to raise about Rs 6,000 crore. Moving ahead, even though Indian tech startups have laid off over 2,000 employees in the first quarter of the current calendar year, according to data from layoffs.fyi, it's more than 60% lower than the layoffs announced during the same period last year, when venture capital was starting to dry up in a funding winter. In the first quarter of 2023, 43 companies had laid off more than 5,358 employees. The data showed, not including some companies, where the number of employees impacted by the layoffs were not specified. Troubled edtech firm Byju's was responsible for the largest chunk of layoffs last year during Q1, when it had fired 1,500 employees across design, engineering and production teams. Lastly, let's take a look at stocks to watch today. GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a positive opening on Tuesday. GIFT Nifty traded up by 61.50 points or 0.27% at 22,838, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 152.60 points or 0.68% to settle at 22,666.30, while the BSE gained 494.28 points, or 0.67%, to 74,742.50. Here is a look at the key stocks to watch and trade. Tata Motors, Yes Bank, Axis Bank, Gland Pharma, NCL Industries, IRB Infrastructure, AG Infra Engineering, Sula Vineyards. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.